Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we start today's podcast, we want to take this opportunity to send our very best wishes to Christian Eriksen and his family after the traumatic event that unfolded during yesterday's match against Finland. This podcast was recorded before that game kicked off, but we wanted to record a get well message from all of us here on the official England podcast. We wish Christian a speedy recovery.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
It's finally here. I've done all my pre-match preparation. The St. George's flags are up. The England bunting is on the house. The Euros wall chart is at the ready. I've watched Mike Bassett, England manager, four times and had Vindaloo and Three Lions on repeat in the car because it is game day, people. Yes, welcome along to our England versus Croatia match day special show here on the official England podcast. I'm Adam Smith and we've got everything you need to know about the Three Lions in the build-up to the game that you definitely don't want to miss. Here's what's coming up on today's show. Josh Denzel will be sending the boys off and giving us all the insight ahead of the big match.
It was all smiles, but there was also a little bit more of a serious tone to it.
Kieran Trippier will be speaking to him exclusively on Lions Den.
We're all well prepared. We've fully focused on Croatia and we just can't wait to get going tomorrow.
Ahead of the game, Gareth Southgate and Harry Kane spoke to the press about how the team are feeling.
We can't wait to get out there and get playing.
Yeah, we're very clear on how we want to play and the team that we'd start.
Jack Grealish and Kyle Walker reveal all in the diary room.
I still think I could have done better in both of the games, if I'm honest.
Being a bit of a tough day, detailed day and what we need to do to prepare for Croatia, but it's something that's needed.
And we speak to actor Will Meller, whose charity single Vindaloo 2 is storming the charts and how he's already dreaming about seeing the Three Lions lift that trophy come July the 11th.
I say it all the time, but this could be our year. It could be.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
Right, let's kick off with a quick update on what has been going down at St. George's Park recently. At the press conference last night, Gareth Southgate and Harry Kane spoke about how the team is feeling ahead of that all-important first game.
I think before any major tournament, obviously there's quite a lot of build-up before it, a lot of training, a lot of hard work. Now it's time to try and enjoy it and we can't wait to get out there and get playing. Obviously, it's great to see the tournament start, just get that buzz and yeah, we're just looking forward to our game tomorrow now.
We've almost prepared for this game for 18 months and the delay was, of course, far more important than any football match. But I think the excitement now for everybody around Europe for the tournaments starting and getting underway and us having fans back in the stadium for the first time with the international team for months. So we're all immensely looking forward to it.
Obviously, if we can get off to a winning start and get that 3 points to start the group, it obviously puts us in a good position for the second game against Scotland. But, the tournament's a long tournament. It's not going to be won on the first game. So we just need to be patient, just stick to what we know and stick to what we've worked on. And I think we have enough to obviously get through the group.
We're really pleased with the approach of the players. They've all trained exceptionally well. Yeah, we're very clear on how we want to play and the team that we'd start.
The Three Lions diary room has been a hive of activity this week and here's what Jack Grealish and Kyle Walker had to say on life at St. George's Park.
Been a bit of a tough day, detailed day in what we need to do to prepare for Croatia, but it's something that's needed.
We obviously had the two friendlies. I still think I could have done better in both of the games, if I'm honest.
for there to be, you know, a squad of, you know, 26 and, you know, more than probably half of them are below the age of, what, 25 maybe? We're always playing two-touch.
The tempo is the one thing that really stands out. You know, you come here and everyone wants to impress, everyone wants to be in the squad, you're trying to impress the manager, so the tempo just goes up another level.
Phil, as we all know, has got a fantastic touch, so I tend to go and play with him because, you know, to play with the, you'll mix it with the best, you've got to actually play with him. So Jaden's jumped on, so that'll be the school in the morning, me, Jaden and Phil. I will school them, I promise you I will win, because my authority will come and the experience will come and they'll have to listen to me. If not, they'll know about it.
Oh, by the way, Calvin's been megged a few times. He didn't want me saying that, but I'd love to meg him, I would. I'm actually going to try now.
Just before the Three Lions set off for Wembley, Josh Denzel managed to catch up with La Liga winner Kieran Trippier.
No, we're all well prepared. We've you know, fully focused on Croatia, and we just can't wait to get going tomorrow.
Imagine this: we get a free kick, 20 plus yards out. Are you the man? They hand the ball. Everyone's looking for trips. Is that right?
No, definitely not. Just because I scored one last time, you know, we've got fantastic set piece takers there. You know, it's all about who's feeling confident in that moment, and they'll take it.
Don't forget, you can find Lions Den on England's Twitch and YouTube channels as it goes out live daily at 4 o'clock. And it wouldn't be an official England podcast without Lions Den presenter Josh Denzel joining me. Josh, firstly, you have told me that you're in quite a hot environment doing this podcast. So tell the listeners where you are and how hot it is.
Yeah, we're in 1966, which is like it's like a proxy changing room next to one of the training pitches here at St. George's Park. I want to get the best sound quality for you, but it's 34 degrees in it. It's a roasting day at St. George's. It's lovely. Wow. I will be outside in the sun very soon, but right now I am sweating. I can tell you that. That's exclusive.
So am I, mate. I think it's about similar temperature where I am. So go on, tell us what's been going on in camp, mate. It's a big day, moments away from the game. What's been going on, mate?
Yeah, huge day. Obviously, we're just one day away from the game against Croatia. So the boys are all packing up, heading to their London base that they stay in before they go to Wembley for the game. So they were leaving today. So it was all smiles, but there was also a little bit more of a serious tone to it. Yeah, they look ready.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because one thing I've seen, I mean, there's been so much great content on England's channels. We've seen the basketball, we've seen the stuff you're doing on Lions Den with the golf, and we've seen players really sort of very lighthearted, and the mood's been great. Does it sort of, the gear change now? Is it very much, right, serious, we're not letting you into training, it's like game mode on now, the closer it gets. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, today was the last training session they'll have before the Croatia game, and it was very much like AAA passes only. It was like right, no, we're working on a few bits here for the game, and it was intense. Talking to the boys around, and Mace has said, like, you know, in interviews before as well, like, we're having a laugh, but that's that team bonding. It's a game face is always on, no matter if we're smiling or if we're serious. Like, we know the task at hand. We know it's a massive job. We know we've got to kind of go one better than we did in 2018. So yeah, even Trips was saying, like, you got to have that team bond, and you've got to, like, that's the way they prepare for games, is, you know what I mean? It's a brotherhood in there. So it's having fun, relaxing, not putting too much pressure on themselves. So, you know, they're going at it now. We know what we got to do, and we're going to do it our way.
Yeah, I totally agree, mate. I echo that. Speaking to the players, I think the atmosphere has been perfect. We just want this first game to come around and see how the boys are going to get on. You mentioned there you had Trips, La Liga winner, of course, on Lions Den today. He must be in good spirits. It's been a good season for him, hasn't it?
It's been a great season for him. So I said congratulations, of course. He got, yeah, we know in the squad, we've got Champions League winners, we've got La Liga winners, we've got Champions League finalists, we've got Premier League winners.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of silverware knocking about that squad. It's good to see him, you know, having a great season. He's a quality player. And you'll be an integral part of this England team.
And we've got to talk about fantasy football. I don't know if you know, mate, but I had Donnarumma in sticks and Immobile as captain.
Wow.
So I've got a clean sheet and a goal. So are you a bit worried taking on the Smith dog? I never called myself the Smith dog.
Yeah. All right. Listen, a couple of points, you captain the right man, and suddenly you're the Smith dog. It's outrageous. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what? I am a little bit more nervous than I was yesterday, but I've got a few of the England boys in there. So listen, all we need is a nice 4-0 win, right? I'm going to captain one of the boys. Captain Kane. I'm going to captain Kane. There we go. And it's going to be outrageous.
I've got Kane in my team as well. We've got to have Kane. Finally, can I get a little rousing come on England for you just to end it? It is match day today. We're all buzzing. Can you give us a come on England?
Come on England!
Love it, Josh. Love that. Great to speak to you, mate. Let's fingers crossed for an England win, and we'll catch up soon.
100%. Let's go, the boys.
Our next guest is someone you'll all know from his roles in Hollyoaks and Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps. It is actor, singer, model, but more importantly for us, big England fan. In fact, such a big England fan, he's got his England merch on now for a podcast where we're not even recording the video. It's Will Mellor. Will, what an effort, mate. Talk to me about that.
Thank you, mate. No, well, listen, I'm rubbish with technology. I thought it was visual. I've even got one of them circular lights to light me as well.
Have you? A ring light?
I've got the old England merchandise on. And it's only on audio.
It's about 32 degrees. What an effort. What an effort. I'm going to talk to you about the Croatia game in due course. But first thing I want to ask you is, will you be at home singing Vindaloo? The reason I'm asking that is, of course, you were one of the celebrities involved in the release of the iconic footy single Vindaloo Part 2. So talk to us about that, how it came about and what's been going on.
I got up one morning and it was just a bit of a gloomy day. It was raining and you put the TV on. It was all news and it was all a bit depressing. And I thought, the Euros is round the corner. We need something just to give people a bit of a lift and put smiles on faces and bring people together. And I just thought, I'd love to like do an England song. We should have an England song. And I didn't think there was going to be anything happening this year with music and stuff for England. So I thought, I wonder if I could redo Vindaloo, because I love the original. It was about 23 years ago. And I thought, people who remember it will feel nostalgic about it. And then people who don't remember it, it'll be new for them. So I thought, well, I'm going to have a go. So I started making phone calls to see if we can make it happen. And now it's out.
I also just want to say a massive thank you to Deliveroo for coming on board. I mean, we would have never got Vindaloo 2 over the line without their help. And also what Deliveroo have done for the NHS through this pandemic is just amazing. So they were a perfect sponsor to come on board. And as I say, we wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So massive thank you to them.
Love that. And of course, it's not just I've watched the video. It's very entertaining. It's in my head again, Vindaloo, which is the plan. But a big part of it is for a brilliant cause as well, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Because of everything that's gone on, without the NHS, where would we be, you know? And I was a bit annoyed about them giving them the 1% rise of the NHS. So I thought, you know, let's dedicate all the proceeds to the NHS charities and just say a big thank you to the NHS. Whilst getting behind England, you can also say thanks to the NHS. And I just thought, it was the right thing to do. And I think it's important, you know, when these tournaments come around, that we all get together with our friends and families. And because we've all been through quite a negative time, just forget that for a bit. Get behind the football, sing some songs for England, and you know what I mean? Get together with your family and friends. And that's all I wanted to do, really.
Now, let's talk about the game then. England against Croatia. I don't know about you, mate, but it seems like we've been waiting ages for this game. How are you feeling? How excited are you ahead of England's opening game in the Euros?
I'm really excited. I'm also really nervous because I think the first game is really important. You know, you don't want to lose that first game, you know, because you don't want to go into the Scotland game having to win, you know what I mean? Obviously, we want to win every game, but the pressure's on then. And I think we've got a fantastic squad. I really do, with young, fit, fast players that are in their prime. You know what I mean? I just think this could be, I say it all the time, but this could be our year. It could be.
I know.
I say it every time.
I like it. I love the positivity. Can we get a score prediction, Will? I'm hoping you're gonna edge to England, not Croatia.
I think England 2-1. I think Croatia's midfield are amazing. I think one of the best midfields in the whole tournament. So we've got to get past that. And I think we've got the skill to do it. I think Jack Grealish has to start to feed Harry Kane and Foden. And I just think we can hurt them. I know Maguire's going to be a loss for us, because even though he's not got amazing pace, he reads the game so well. And I think, you know, he's him at the back, you know, we need him there. But you know what? Just be positive. Let's go out and let's start this tournament on the front foot and win our first game. And then who knows what can happen from there.
And finally, this is, of course, the official England podcast. We've been speaking exclusively to a lot of the players. A lot of the players have been listening to it. What would your message be to the players going into this game?
Listen to Vindaloo before the game. It'll get you right into the mood. Vindaloo 2.
Brilliant. Da, 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 da. Fantastic. You've managed to not only G the players up, but get another plug-in for Vindaloo 2, which is quite genius. Will, absolute pleasure to speak to you as always, mate. Let's keep our fingers crossed for an England win and hopefully catch up with you again soon, mate.
Thanks very much for having me on. Come on, England. We can do it.
Fucking Okay, so before we chat to our final guest, who is the host of the Croatian Football Podcast, here are some key Smithy stats for you to get stuck into as we take an in-depth look at the opposition. So Croatia are 14th in the world rankings, whilst England are 4th. This is the third meeting between England and Croatia at a major tournament. The Three Lions beat Croatia 4-2 in the group stages at Euro 2004, whilst the Croats prevailed 2-1 after extra time in the semi-finals of the 2018 World Cup. I can't believe I'm being made to read that. That result still hurts me to this day. England have never lost at Wembley in a major tournament. That, of course, includes World Cup 1966 and Euro 96, winning 7 and drawing 4 of their previous 11 games. Of course, that doesn't include penalty shootouts. But England have never won their opening match of the Euros ever, drawing 5 and losing 4. Croatia, meanwhile, are unbeaten in their 5 Euro openers, winning 4 and drawing 1. As for the opposition players, Ivan Perisic has been directly involved in more goals at major tournaments than any other Croatian player. That is 7 goals and 4 assists. In fact, he's one of only 3 European players to have scored or assisted a goal in each of the last 4 major tournaments. That's since 2012. Alongside Andres Iniesta and Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, he's in good company there. And listen to this. Croatia have lost against the eventual winner in 3 of their last 4 major tournaments. Spain at Euro 2012. That was in the group stages. Portugal at Euro 2016, the round of 16. And of course, France in the final of the World Cup in 2018. Could that be a lucky omen for England? I'm pleased to say I'm joined now by Croatian football expert and host of the Croatian Football Podcast, Lovre Nikolac. Lovre, you are on this podcast to give us all the insight from the Croatian camp, as well as give us your thoughts from Croatia on this England side. So first question, how are you feeling ahead of the game? What is the feeling within the Croatian camp? Is it one of confidence coming up against England, or one of slight nervousness given the squad that England have?
Very slight nervousness, as I think you saw our preparation games didn't go that well. We drew to Armenia and lost to Belgium 1-0. The loss to Belgium wasn't that much of an expectment, but the draw to Armenia definitely was. I mean, the club 90th ranked in the FIFA rankings, and you draw to them getting into these Euros after being a finalist in the World Cup is awful. So a slight nervousness, not as confident as I expected us to be. So yeah, slight nervousness in the camp.
And what is the expectation within Croatia for this Croatian team? Because we all know how well you did in the World Cup, but you also mentioned the previous games as well. So what is a successful tournament for Croatia?
A successful tournament is definitely heading into the quarterfinals. That for me is. I think we get to the quarterfinals, that's going to be definitely a good tournament, because that's our best result in the Euros. We had it twice, last time in 2008. Not the best in 2012, yeah, in 2016. But after that, very good performance in the World Cup, what a fantastic run to the finals. I think we could definitely make it to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, looking at the teams that we might play, England and Croatia, if we win or if we come runners-up. It's fascinating looking at the permutations of the group. I'm being made to ask about the 2018 semi-final. It still hurts me, that game, England against Croatia. And I can see you're smiling about that. A massive, massive result for Croatia. And it was such a close game, as we know, but it's still a game that hurts English fans. Will that semi-final have any impact, do you feel, on this game? Or do you think that is in the past?
Oh, it definitely will have impact because of the English, of course. I mean, I think you yourself want some revenge against Croatia, even though you beat us in the Nations League. But then again, I think a lot of the new players will definitely, I think, will be a little bit more bitter. So I think like Mason Mount or Foden, they'll definitely be looking to basically show themselves to Croatia after that World Cup semi-final.
And I want to know, what is the Croatian view? What are the newspapers, the media in Croatia saying about this England team? What are your thoughts on how far this England team can go?
A lot of newspapers are saying you're overhyped.
Really?
Yeah. Some are definitely good to you. Some are saying you can make the semifinals, finals. But my view is, I wouldn't say you're overhyped. You can definitely make a run, but it's a tough run, because if you finish second in the group, you're facing most probably who won Group F. So it's definitely going to be a hard run for England and Croatia. So it's going to be a fun tournament.
And do you feel this England side the squad is better than the one that you came up against in the World Cup? Do you think there's more talent? Because it's a very young squad that England have got going into this.
There's a lot more talent, but I don't know. That squad in 2018 was pretty good. I think the defense was mainly your problem, but you definitely have more talent now. I would definitely say it's a better squad now than it was in 2018.
Okay, go on then. Let's give us a score prediction. Croatia against England, the opening game of the Euros. Who are you going to go for? I wonder.
Can I go with two predictions? One for my mind, one for my heart.
Okay, go on.
That's how I always do it. From the heart, I want us to win, of course.
Yeah.
So with my heart, I'm just going to go 1-0 Croatia.
Okay.
A Perisic goal down the left, as we know. For my mind, I'm going to say 2-1 England.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking 2-1 England. Okay. Well, it will be fascinating to see how it unfolds. It's brilliant to have you on the podcast, and all the best for the tournament. Lovray, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
You're listening to the Official England Podcast.
So that's just about it for another episode of the Official England Podcast. But tomorrow I'll be back with my good mate, Jamie Redknapp, who will be giving us his verdict on the Croatia game. But for now, the time has finally come. After a year's wait, it is now time for Gareth and the boys to do us proud. It is time for the players to step onto the glorious hallowed turf at Wembley Stadium, cheered on by a support like no other. And to get us in the mood, here's what the boys have had to say about our opening match of Euro 2020. Come on, England!
Of course it's a game that hurts.
The Jukic and England are hot!
We learned a lot from that. We're not the top side, but so are we.
We know it's going to be a tough game and we need to remain focused and give everything.
They are a very experienced team. They really are a big challenge for us for our first game.
The first game is probably most important to get off to a good start, so we're ready for it.
I love every moment wearing an England shirt, and to lead the boys out every time is an amazing feeling. But yeah, like I say, I love every moment wearing an England shirt, and to lead the boys out every time is an amazing feeling.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.